Dart swung to starboard, altering course to take the wind on her starboard beam, as Rockerai tried to get around in front of her. Dart was turning inside the smaller ship, giving her a shorter distance to travel, but Rockerai was considerably faster now, and the duel between them redoubled in ferocity. Bedard, keeping station on Rockerai, continued to fire furiously, pounding away at Dart's quarter, and Powell was devoutly grateful that the Dolaran's accuracy matched neither their discipline nor their determination. Despite that, his ship was badly hit, and he knew it. He'd lost 5 guns out of his larboard broadside, and his starboard gun crews had been badly thinned by the need to replace killed and wounded in the other battery. He'd never had enough gunners to completely man both broadsides simultaneously. At this rate, he wouldn't have anybody at all on the starboard guns entirely too quickly. Someone cheered suddenly, and he wheeled back around just in time to see Grand Vicar Morris's mizzenmast pitch over the side. The Dolaran galleon slowed abruptly, and it was obvious the wreckage was hampering her steering. As Powell watched, her main topgallant followed the mizzen, and the battered Dolaran fell off before the wind, drifting down to leeward. Something loomed in the corner of his vision, and he looked to starboard just as Shield came foraging up on his disengaged side, leaning hard to the wind with the reefs shaken out of her topsails and her courses set below them. Her lee gunports were barely 2 feet above the wavetops as she heeled heavily, and he knew instantly what Iwane had in mind. He snatched off his hat, waving it at the other ship.
"Look at that, boys!" he shouted. "Shield's going to bloody those bastards' nose for them!"
At least some of his men heard him, and he heard them raise a cheer in reply. It wasn't much of a cheer, not with so many of them already down, but it was far from defeated, and he bared his teeth in a fierce grin.
"Of course there's still the 2 bastards Iwane was fighting before," he thought harshly. "I'm sure they'll be along us soon enough. But let the lads cheer for now."
Even with her increased sail, Shield had needed a good 15 minutes to overtake and pass Dart. She'd been out of action that entire time, and Harris Iwane had felt the dull ache of his clenched jaw muscles as he heard the renewed thunder of artillery from behind him. He knew the 4th and 5th Dolaran galleons were crowding in on Dart, battering away at the badly wounded flagship with fresh fury, yet there was nothing he could do about that. Powell was just going to have to hang on while Shield dealt with Rockerai and Bedard. At least the respite had given time for him to reorganize his gun crews, reload carefully, and carry out some of the most essential rigging repairs while Shield forged ahead, leaning to the pressure on her canvas. He felt himself urging her along as she crept steadily ahead of Dart, and his brain clicked like one of the newfangled abacuses calculating ranges and bearings.
"Brail up the courses!" he shouted as the abacus in his head came together with a glimpse of the lead Dolaran's mastheads above the thinning smoke. Hands dashed to sheets and tacks and clue lines, and the sails began rising like huge curtains, drawn by invisible hands. The smoke was even thinner now. Shield was well ahead of Dart and still traveling considerably faster. And there!
"On the uproll!"
he barked, then paused a moment and
"Fire as you bear!"
Caetano Raisando stood drumming the fingers of his right hand on the binnacle and squinting against the omnipresent choking smoke as Rockerai crept slowly but steadily ahead. Another 10 minutes, 15 at the outside, and he'd be far enough ahead to come still farther up to windward. With the Carizian's rigging damage, Rockerai was certain to be able to get closer to the wind. With just a very little luck, he was going to cross Dart's bows and another ship's bowsprit and headsails pushed suddenly clear of the smoke, and Raisando's squinted eyes flew wide. It was the second Doloran galleon, and she'd set her courses without his noticing through the smoke and the confusion.
"And through my concentration on their lead ship," he admitted, and cursed himself for letting it happen.
He shouldn't have permitted his attention to narrow, but it was too late for that now. The Doloran captain was running a risk carrying that much canvas in the middle of a battle. The wind pressure on the additional sail area increased the strain on his rigging badly. Even a normally minor hit aloft could produce serious damage to masts or spars under those conditions, and too much heel could drive his opened gun ports under, flooding his ship. But he'd accomplished what he wanted. His untouched courses, already disappearing as he cleared the obstacle of his flagship, looked impossibly white and pure against the dirty gray walls of smoke and the torn and stained canvas above them. Raisando didn't have long to contemplate their beauty, however. Even as he began to bark orders of his own, fire flashed in Shield's gun ports. The range was just under 200 yards. That was long range for a naval engagement, but Shield had been given time to get ready for it, and for the first time, she was firing on the uproll, not the downroll. The carefully aimed and prepared broadside scorched across the water between her and Rockerai, and the Doloran ship's foremast disintegrated.